Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Following last month's deadly wildfires, Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass announced she's fired LA Fire Department Chief Christian Crowley, effective immediately. It follows a review of the case.
The 1,000 firefighters that could have been on duty on the morning the fires broke were instead sent home on Chief Crowley's watch. These actions required her removal.
The mayor says it was the worst natural disaster her city has ever experienced. Bass was also criticized for taking an overseas trip before those fires broke out. Workers at the IRS receiving notices that they're fired, some 6,000 cuts expected. The White House maintains it will not impact the tax filing season. Doctors at Rome's Gemelli Hospital treating Pope Francis for pneumonia says the Pope is not in danger of losing his life, but also says the 88-year-old pontiff is not out of danger. And after a week of storms and record cold temperatures expected to thaw this weekend. This is ABC News. In upstate New York, a jury returned a guilty verdict for the man who attempted to kill writer Salman Rushdie. The author was left partially blind from the attack.
A Chautauqua County, New York jury needed less than 2 hours to convict Hadi Mattar of attempted murder for the 2022 stabbing of author Salman Rushdie. Assistant public defender Andrew Brodigan said the fact there was video of the attack played in court made it difficult to overcome.
There's no question the video, I think, was extremely damaging.
Mattar was also convicted of assault for wounding another man on stage, faces up to 25 years in prison when he's sentenced in April. Brian Clark, ABC News.
The U.S. Embassy is temporarily prohibiting U.S. government employees and their families from using public buses and light rail across Israel for the next 2 weeks. The security alert follows the terror incident last night where three bombs exploded on empty buses near Tel Aviv. A fourth device did not detonate but was found. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News is sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, your local family feed and seed store. Without you, there would be no us. And for that, they are forever grateful. And by Right Way Shell. Come to Right Way Shell in Spring Green, where they do things the right way. Clear and crisp tonight with a low of 7. Breezy tomorrow with a mix of sun and clouds, a high 30. And mostly cloudy and calm tomorrow night with a low of 16. Currently in Richland Center, it is sunny. The winds are out of the northeast at around 7 miles per hour. And our current temperature is 22 degrees.
Score big on convenience at Right Way Plaza in Spring Green. Swing by our fresh deli for tasty snacks and grab your favorite drinks. Don't miss out on our fuel rewards program and top-notch car wash. Whether you're heading to the game or on the go, Right Way Plaza has you covered. Right Way Plaza is the right stop. Go Blackhawks!
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. School shootings have been top of mind for many. The Ithaca School District is confronting the issue of school shootings head-on. To better prepare for the worst, the district has teamed up with shooter detection systems. Faculty and staff were able to see how the technology works and decide whether it's worth the investment at a demonstration this past week. The technology introduced detects when and where a gun is fired on a property. It then alerts security personnel, law enforcement, or any other emergency responders the district chooses to link the system to. Marty Richards, Facilities and Transportation Chairperson on the school board, emphasized how the demo revealed the system could improve law enforcement response times, an important aspect for rural areas. Using a listening device and infrared sensor, The technology would help responders quickly locate suspects once they're on site, significantly reducing threat response time. In order to implement the system, the district needs help from the state. The level of state aid has not increased since 2011, limiting the budget for safety systems and other essential infrastructure. Despite controversy in recent years, the Assembly has passed an annual Black History Month resolution. In 2019, Democratic sponsors wanted to include Colin Kaepernick in the resolution. Republicans objected because the Wisconsin native and former NFL quarterback protested police violence by kneeling during the national anthem before games. Then in 2022, a Republican-authored resolution passed the state Senate despite objections from Democrats, while both houses signed off on a resolution in 2023. Those honored this year include the first Black judge to sit on the Wisconsin Appeals Court, Paul Higginbotham, and Marsha Anderson, the first Black woman to become a major general in the United States Army Reserve. Ahead of the vote, an amendment from Democrats removed the name of Samuel Coleman, Assistant Superintendent of Instruction for the Oshkosh School District. Wisconsin Congressman Derek Van Orden has filed for the impeachment of a federal judge who issued a preliminary injunction against Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency. The injunction stems from a lawsuit filed by Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call and other states to stop the group from accessing sensitive Treasury records, including Social Security numbers. Musk called for Judge Paul Engelmayer's impeachment the day after the injunction was issued, and on Tuesday, Congressman Van Orden introduced the bill. UW-Madison officials once more are asking for permission to tear down the campus's deteriorating humanities building. The State Journal reports campus officials have been asking for a complete demolition of the Moss Building for over a decade. The brutalist-style structure was built in the 60s and is crumbling on the inside with elevators out of operation, leaks in classrooms, and malfunctioning HVAC. The price to tear down the building and move the arts and music departments is nearly $300 million, and it's unclear if that money will make it into either Governor Tony Evers' budget proposal or the budget that the Republican-controlled legislature will approve. One of Madison's area's largest employers has plans to again expand its campus. Medical records company Epic Systems is requesting the city of Verona approve a new building to handle conferences and meetings. Styled to resemble a building sticking out of the ground, the Deep Earth Conference Center is expected to hold meetings and host events outside the company's massive annual conference. Epic has been in constant expansion in Verona for the past decade, with buildings that resemble Harry Potter's Hogwarts, Emerald City from The Wizard of Oz, and a large treehouse. The Madison Fire Department is the first in the nation to place a new electric fire truck into service. The pumper truck is made by Oshkosh Corporation, subsidiary Pierce Manufacturing, and is capable of handling 2,000 gallons of water per minute. The truck has a backup gas engine to support it during long fire calls. The unit will be based on Madison's east side near Easttown Mall. 9 companies were named as Wisconsin Manufacturers of the Year at the 36th annual Modi Awards Program. The winners were announced at a black tie banquet honoring all 21 finalists. Baker Tilly, Michael Best and Frederick LLP, and Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce sponsor the program each year to highlight the state's largest industry, which employs 18.4% of Wisconsin's workforce, the largest ratio in the country. Modi Awards are earned by the state's top manufacturers who demonstrated dedication to quality careers, good business practices, financial growth, innovative processes, and reinvestment into local communities. Companies were evaluated on key benchmarks, including financial growth, technological advances, product development, environmental solutions and sustainability, operational excellence and continuous improvement, commitment to employees, and effective research and development. 4 grand awards were distributed in 4 size categories for performance. Additionally, 5 special awards were given to companies who demonstrated a unique quality worthy of recognition. Among the special award recipients was FARC Incorporated of Viroqua with the Empowerment Through Inclusion Award. The sturgeon harvest is still low this year, with just a few days left in the spearing season. The Department of Natural Resources reports that just 27 fish were harvested Thursday. Wardens say it's unlikely that spearers on Lake Winnebago will meet the harvest quotas this season, with only 454 fish taken this winter. Cloudy water and poor ice conditions have prevented good spearing this season. A real estate property scam is targeting vacation homes and vacant land. Scammers pose as property owners looking to make a quick sale of unoccupied land they don't actually own. And with more deals being done electronically, it can be easier for scammers to dupe realtors and buyers. Burnett County Register of Deeds' Jeannie Taylor recommends owners sign up for property fraud alerts. If their property has been fraudulently transferred or sold through these scams, they would be notified upon somebody recording that. You can sign up for the free program at propertyfraudalert.com. Anyone who is notified with an alert should contact their County Register of Deeds office and Sheriff's Department. The Sauk County Partnership for Prevention Coalition is recruiting high school juniors and seniors to join online discussion groups about health issues that affect teens. Students who participate will receive a $30 Quick Trip gas card for their time. The coalition brings together community members who work to reduce youth substance use in Sauk County. The coalition will host one-hour online talks about underage drinking and tobacco use this spring. Students can join up to two different groups, one for each topic, and earn up to $60 in gas cards. Each Zoom session will include 8 to 10 students and take place from 6 to 7 between March 3rd and 5th, March 17th through 19th, and March 31st to April 2nd. All discussions will remain private. Students will not be asked about personal alcohol or tobacco use. To be eligible, participants must be enrolled as juniors or seniors in a Sauk County school district. Space is limited. Interested students can register at tinyurl.com/P4PFocusGroups. For questions, contact Kate Hansen at kate.hansen@saukcountywi.gov or call 608-477-3609. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection invites Wisconsin meat processors to apply for the Meat Processor Infrastructure Grant through Monday. The Meat Processor Grant Program aims to grow Wisconsin's meat industry and improve the long-term viability of the state's livestock industry. Eligible applicants must operate or intend to operate a meat processing establishment in Wisconsin, licensed by DATCAP or the U.S. Department of Agriculture, and be engaged in livestock harvest or processing. Projects must increase harvest capacity or production. Funding from these grants can be used for operating expenses directly related to the grant project, including expenses for engineering, architectural design, construction, food safety consultation, equipment, and equipment installation. DATCAP will award grants for up to $50,000 for projects that last up to 2 years and help expand capacity or increase throughput. Processors must provide a match of 100% of the grant amount. The selection process is competitive. Access the grant application and materials at datcp.wi.gov/pages/agdevelopment/meatprocessorinfrastructuregrants.aspx. Submit applications to DATCAP Grants Manager Brian Williams at datcpdadgrants@wisconsin.gov. Today's winner of $100 in the Richland Center Booster Club calendar raffle is Pam Moran on ticket number 825.
Hello, friends. Ellie here from Chet's. Are you looking for a place to get feed for all of your furry friends? Well, look no further. At Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, we have premium feeds for cattle, hogs, horses, sheep, and even rabbits. We carry many of the best brands to keep your animals happy and healthy. We also have chicken, feed, and scratch. But don't worry, we still have our huge selection of premium cat and dog foods as well. Chet's is your one-stop shop for all of your animal feed needs. Stop down and chat with us today at 880 North Orange Street or give us a call at 608-647-8833. Without you, there wouldn't be us.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Guy A. Heck, 72, of Spring Green, died February 11th. A celebration of life will be held Saturday from 10:30 to 11:30 at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green, with a time of sharing at 11:30. Guy A. Heck, 72, of Spring Green.
Now through March 8th, get 20% off selected items at Krause Monument in Richland Center. With top quality craftsmanship, top service, and a 90-day delivery guarantee, your satisfaction is assured. Call today to make an appointment at 608-647-8314.
Are you looking for a local concrete contractor you can trust? It's a pleasure to recommend Advanced Contracting Solutions. Bailey and his team can handle any project from concrete foundations to flat work to retaining walls and everything in between, including snow plowing for commercial or residential. You can trust accurate estimates and excellent workmanship, which makes happy repeat customers. Give Bailey a call today at 475-3973 and discuss your projects. Advanced Contracting Solutions is booking projects for 2025. Advanced Contracting Solutions, Richland Center, 475-3973.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, dedicated to serving this community and area with hometown service.
Good evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. Well, we had another bright, blue, beautiful day out there with a ton of sunshine and comfortable temperatures reaching the upper 20s. Winds are a bit breezy now, but they're out of the southwest, and a south wind is a good wind if you want the warm-up. And, of course, it's right around the corner, but tonight we still fall crisp, down to the single digits. Tomorrow, it'll be a bit breezy to start, calming down throughout the afternoon. We'll be sitting pretty under a mix of sun and clouds, with highs hitting 30. And that's the last day below freezing. Overnight, we slide to the teens, it'll become mostly cloudy, and we stay stuck under the cloud cover on Sunday. This as the warmer weather shoves into the area. Highs to close the weekend will hit 40 degrees. Then as we move into next week, Monday, it'll be mostly cloudy and mild. High temperatures will hit the upper 40s. Extreme warmth for February. And since the temperatures are so warm, we're looking at light rain rolling in by the evening. And that, of course, could mix with a little freezing rain and snow overnight as temperatures fall to a right around 30 degrees. That little disturbance kicks on out of here for Tuesday. We'll be mostly cloudy. But it will be a dry, comfortable day, with highs returning to the mid-40s. We continue to hang on to the heat Wednesday, highs still reaching the mid-40s. But the weather isn't really cooperating. We'll be waking up Wednesday to a light wintry mix of snow and freezing drizzle possible. That changes to all regular rain, though, throughout the afternoon as temperatures warm, well above freezing, back to the mid-40s, like I mentioned. So a little bit of a mess out there. Thursday, things calm down, it'll be partly cloudy and still warm for winter, reaching the low 40s. And after that, we have another system that could strike over the weekend. We'll keep an eye on that for you and continue tracking it. What a wild weather 180, coming from that deep freeze to a ridiculous warm-up, with a lot of snow melting. Be careful out there, because everything that's wet will refreeze overnight and into the early morning, creating black ice. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
The Richland County Bank knows convenience and security are very important to everyone today. Richland County Bank customers enjoy both with Bill Pay with Richland County Bank Online. You have immediate access to your account information 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, at your convenience, at your home or office. It's simple and it's secure, and there is no monthly fee. It's free. Bill Pay allows you to schedule future or recurring payments, have complete online access to bill payment history, and receive a confirmation number at the end of each transaction as your receipt. To apply for Bill Pay, visit Richland County Bank at 195 West Court Street, Richland Center, or call 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. You can learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Richland County Bank.
Currently in Richland Center, it's clear and 21 degrees after a high today of 28 and a morning low of 9 below. Yesterday's high was 25 and we received a trace of flurries. Record high set back in 2017 is 63 degrees and a record low of 25 below was set back in 1959. Last year's high was 59 with a low of 29. Sunset will take place tonight at 5:40 and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 6:50. Winds are out of the north-northeast at 7 miles per hour, creating wind chills of 14 degrees. Our barometric reading is 30.15, and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 21 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving customers with a special loyalty and dedication only a hometown bank can provide.
I was born at a very early age. Those words attributed to Groucho Marx have been repeated in many very different versions. When I was born, my father was away preaching at revival services in another state, and so Mom was alone in the hospital when I was born. Mom was somewhat of a worrywart, as are many moms. With Dad gone, Mom was not only worried about my birth since she lost a child before me, but she also was concerned about my future life. While she was lying in the hospital bed that night waiting for my birth, she said a ray of light shone in through the window and rested on her abdomen. She had a warm feeling of peace come over her, and God seemed to speak to her, saying that everything would be okay and that one day I would serve Him. She had this sense that I would become a pastor someday. Of course, Dad and Mom didn't tell me this until after I had accepted God's very clear call after high school graduation at the age of 17, knowing that there would be times of struggle in the maturing process before I actually entered the ministry. God spoke these words to Jeremiah. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. The psalmist writes this, "For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. All the days that were ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be." Then later in Jeremiah, God spoke to the nation of Israel during their troubles. "For I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." Friends, God has fearfully and wonderfully created each one of us, and He has called us to be on mission with Him. God is on a mission to redeem a lost world to Himself, and He chooses to use us, His chosen people, to accomplish His mission. He gives us hope and a future. It's up to us to walk in it. I'm Pastor Tim, and you've been listening to Life Tracks.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
WRCO Sports is sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates. Here is Phil Nee with a look at tonight's area schedule.
High school wrestling sectionals are underway at Prairie du Chien High School tonight for area girls wrestlers that finished first through fourth last weekend at the WIAA Regionals. Girls basketball this evening, Potosi-Cassville is at Platteville, Wazika-Steuben at Hillsboro, Barneveld at Highland, Westby at Black River Falls, and Cuba City at Southwestern. In boys basketball, Riverdale at Mineral Point, Iowa Grant visits Fenimore, and Boscobel takes on Darlington, Southwestern is at Cuba City, Barneveld at Highland, Kickapoo is at DeSoto in the Ridge and Valley, North Crawford at Wazika-Steuben, and Ithaca is at Seneca, Brookwood at Ashton, and Platteville plays at Dodgeville in the Southwest Conference. Plus, coming up tonight on the radio, Lancaster at Richland Center. Hornets coach Brian Paul says this is a big game for the upcoming seeding weekend.
You know, they're 13-8. So anytime you can get a win against a team, you know, with a winning record with those 13 wins, that helps you in the formula. You know, and in looking at our subsectional, we have a number of teams that are really grouped close together right around 500. You know, we're 10-11 going into this game. And so, you know, it'd be huge for us to get a win against a team with 13 wins. It'd help us in that formula. It'd really push us to maximize our seed. And, you know, if we lose, we're hopeful. We're still looking at hosting at a first-round tournament game. But tonight would go a long way towards getting that home game that first round.
Pre-game time around 7:15. And then it's Richland Center and Lancaster live from the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse on FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. I'm Phil Nee.
At Schwartz Insurance, when we say they can customize your insurance policy, they really can. If your insurance needs include auto and home packages, high risk, motorcycle, collector cars, recreational vehicles, watercraft, country estates, agribusiness and farm, business health and life, Schwartz Insurance can customize your coverage to fit you. Call 647-8891 to check your questions and be sure with Schwartz Insurance, your local Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency.
The Bucks were able to shake off the disappointing news about Bobby Portis's 25-game suspension and beat the Clippers last night 116-110. It was the first game back from the NBA All-Star break for both teams. Milwaukee used a huge fourth quarter to come from behind. Six Bucks scored in double figures. Giannis Antetokounmpo came back from an injury to score 23 points, and Brooke Lopez had 22. Milwaukee travels to Washington, D.C. tonight, and a Sunday game against Miami means it will be three games in 4 days. Damian Lillard won't be available for tonight's game with the Washington Wizards as the Milwaukee Bucks play for a second straight night. The Bucks announced today, or this afternoon, that Lillard had been ruled out for the game as they managed his injured right hamstring. Lillard scored 15 points and played over 32 minutes yesterday in the victory over the Clippers after initially being listed as questionable for the game. Bucks guard Taurean Prince also has been ruled out for tonight's game. Wisconsin decided to shake up a formula that has had made it one of the nation's most consistent programs. The results are evident from the box scores. A program traditionally known for draining the shot clock is scoring at a rate Badgers fans haven't seen in more than half a century. Number 11 Wisconsin carries a 5-game winning streak into tomorrow's home game with Oregon. Wisconsin is on pace for its highest scoring average since 1970 through 71 and has produced over 90 points in each of its last two games. Tip-off for tomorrow's game will be at 11, and you will be able to hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7 AM 1450, online at wrce.fm, and on the Civic Media app. The University of Wisconsin has extended the contract of head football coach Luke Fickell. He has a 7-year contract agreement with the university. The contracts for the three or more UW coaches, volleyball coach Kelly Sheffield, women's soccer coach Paul Wilkins, and men's soccer coach Neil Jones, were also extended. Fickell is entering the third year of what was originally a 7-year deal worth almost $55 million. Results on the field have been mediocre so far, with a team record of 13-13. And the Wisconsin men's hockey team wraps up its regular season with a weekend series at home against Notre Dame. The first of the two-game series is tonight at the Kohl Center. A crowd of more than 11,000 fans are expected for each of the games. Despite a sub-500 record for the Badgers, they are ranked second in the nation with an average of 10,160 fans for 16 home games. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.
Hey, this is Dave Graham with Civic Media. I recently got U.S. Cellular's home internet service from Cell Plus in Baraboo. The router was free, the setup was so easy, and the speed is incredible. I even rely on U.S. Cellular's home internet for my live morning show, whether from my house or from the cottage. Best part, the price is locked in for 3 years for $39.99 a month when bundled with a wireless plan. Terms do apply. Go to your nearest U.S. Cellular authorized agent, Cell Plus, and check it out.
Cobison Bus Richland Center is now hiring sub and trip drivers for here in Richland Center and drivers to travel to Lodi or DeForest. You will be paid from the time you leave Richland Center. Starting route pay is $21 per hour. It's an excellent opportunity for retired vets, stay-at-home parents, or anyone wanting flexible employment. You will get paid to train also. To apply, call 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Cobison Terminal off Highway 14 beside TC Auto Works.
This farm market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored by Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, ready to serve your seed, feed, and repair service needs.
Soybeans and corn were lower Friday. Cattle finished higher and hogs closed mixed. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in corn genetics, offering more than 50 lines of the highest performing corn featuring a broad range of traits. Stein has yield. Soybeans were lower on profit-taking and technical selling. Crop ratings in Argentina were up on the week, and harvest weather does look good in Brazil. Export sales were above a week ago, but lower than average. March beans were down 6 at 10.39 and a half. May was 5 and 3 quarters lower at 10.57 and a quarter. March bean meal was down $1.20 at $2.94.80. March soybean oil was 45 points lower at $46.81. Corn was down on profit-taking and technical selling. It continues to monitor conditions in Argentina and the second crop planting pace in Brazil. Export sales were below average, but still nearly 60 million bushels, mainly to Mexico and Japan. March corn was 6 3/4 lower at 491 and a quarter. May was down 7 3/4 at 505. Chicago and Kansas City wheat were up. Minneapolis was mixed. There is at least some expectation for winter kill in parts of the Midwest and Plains, but that will not really be known until the crop breaks dormancy. Export sales were larger than average, with Mexico leading the way. March Chicago was up 4.5 at 590. March Kansas City was 1 3/4 higher at 609 and a quarter. March Minneapolis wheat was down a penny at 631 and 3/4. Live and feeder cattle were up ahead of the USDA's cattle on feed report, which was out after the close. The closely watched placements category was above a year ago, but towards the low end of expectations. April live was 15 higher at 193.95, and June was up 35 at 190.32. March feeders were $1.12 higher at 267.95. And hogs were mixed on spread trade, the steady to higher cash during the session, and the sharply higher midday move in pork. April lean was down 85 at 87.67, and May was 50 lower at 91.95. Megan Grebner has that full look at the cash livestock markets after this.
I'm Bill Scott, host of the Titletown Report.
He does such a great job of learning from every experience. We'll all be better for it.
The Packers will be back in August, and I'll have in-depth analysis and reaction from the coaches and players.
I think we did some really good things this season.
Connect your brand with passionate Packers fans from 65 radio stations and online.
That's going to be a great reflection point this offseason.
Contact Jill from marketing at 608-848-2770. That's 608-848-2770.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
Cash cattle business was sporadic at best, with light trade taking place on Thursday and Friday. Live deals were at $199 to $200, $3 to $4 lower than the prior week's weighted averages. Dress deals are marked at mostly $315, $5 lower than the previous week's weighted average basis. Box beef closed lower with light demand for heavy offerings. Choice down $1.86 at $310.77. Select closed 62 cents lower at $302.56. Estimated cattle slaughter was 107,000 head, down 7,000 on the week and down about 12,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed higher with a fairly light negotiated run. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct up 64 cents with a weighted average of 90.08. The Iowa Minnesota was up 28 cents with a weighted average of 90.40. And the Western Corn Belt up a quarter with a weighted average of 90.37. Pork values were sharply higher, up $3.04 at 97.07. And the estimated hog slaughter was 481,000 head, up 3,000 on the week and up about 1,000 on the year. I'm Megan Grebner for Roundfield.
Hi everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Spring is right around the corner. Is your yard equipment ready? Now through March 31st, bring in your Ryder, tiller, push mower, or weed eater and get 10% off your total bill at Walsh's Ace. Need a hand? We offer pickup and delivery too. Don't wait. Get your equipment tuned up and ready for the season at Walsh's Ace. Walsh's Ace, your neighborhood place for everything outdoors. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Scavenger hunts. Going from place to place, hunting, searching, scratching your head in frustration. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance Agency, and we think that purchasing insurance shouldn't be a scavenger hunt. Get all the hints you need and a free quote. You can find us at richardsinsure.com.
I'm Brent Barnett on Brownfield. USDA says 1.8 million cattle entered U.S. feedlots during January. That was an increase of 2% from January last year, towards the low end of the range of pre-report estimates. Most of those cattle weighed less than 800 pounds. Overall placements could continue to rise in the coming months as cattle imports from Mexico have resumed. More news is next.
One site, one app, one stop for 24-hour ag news and podcasts. At agroamerica.com, you'll find ag news from the best reporters and podcasters. AgroAmerica streams nonstop ag news and country hits for free. The place for timely, accurate, and dependable ag news. From the cab, to the truck, to the barn, to the kitchen, AgroAmerica is ready to arm you with the knowledge you need as a farmer or rancher. Grab your smartphone and get it today. AgroAmerica.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Ohio's Director of Agriculture says the state has become a national hotspot for avian influenza this year. Brian Baldridge says more than 11.5 million birds have been depopulated because of the virus.
We've heard the poultry industry and them coming together to say we have to do something differently, trying to figure out what this next step to do our best to come out of this outbreak that we're in right now.
The Kansas Secretary of Agriculture says he's uncertain how a new U.S. USDA initiative will impact the state's farmers. Mike Beam tells Brownfield,
I'm hoping that it's going to be putting an emphasis and maybe even resources towards enhancing our research efforts. We need to be at the forefront because in the end it usually relates to science and economics.
John Deere says it's planning to lay off 119 employees at its plant in Ankeny, Iowa. I'm Brent Barnett, Brownfield. Egg prices reach a $4.95 national average in January. Hello, I'm Brent Barnett with Managing for Profit on Brownfield. The big story for U.S. consumers has been egg prices. The latest Consumer Price Index shows a 15% increase for eggs in the month of January, which accounted for two-thirds of the total grocery price increase in the CPI. Coming up, a Purdue University researcher dives into those numbers and the impact on consumers.
Have you ever met a nematode? Probably not. But this sneaky ingrate and its billions of friends steal soybean yields right out from under your nose. Nematodes cause up to $1.5 billion in soybean revenue loss each year. And if that's not enough, they also amplify sudden death syndrome. Why? Because they're microscopic, good-for-nothing thieves, that's why. Take action against these yield-stealing jerks with Alevo soybean seed treatment from BASF, the only proven winner against both SEN and SDS. And remember to always read and follow label directions.
I'm Bill Scott, host of the Titletown Report.
He does such a great job of learning from every experience. We'll all be better for it.
The Packers will be back in August, and I'll have in-depth analysis and reaction from the coaches and players.
I think we did some really good things this season.
Connect your brand with passionate Packers fans from 65 radio stations and online.
That's going to be a great reflection point this offseason.
Contact Jill from marketing at 608-848-2770. That's 608-848-2770.
Dr. Valerie Kilders is an assistant professor in the Department of Agricultural Economics at Purdue University and focuses her research on food and agribusiness marketing. She tells Brownfield the Consumer Price Index for eggs was up 15% in January.
What we can see is that the prices increased specifically in the category of meats, poultry, fish, and eggs. So here, when we're looking at that 12-month percentage change, we're basically seeing an increase of about 6.1% relative to January 2024. And a lot of that is driven by eggs, which have increased around 53%. So that's really a lot. Indeed, when we're just looking compared to the last month, that's about 15%. And that's the largest increase that we've seen for the eggs index since June of 2015. So we really are seeing an almost 9.5, soon 10-year high in egg prices or in increases within the egg prices over the last month.
Kilder says the index showed the average price was $4.95 per dozen eggs, and she's concerned about the impact on consumers.
That's a big increase. We're closing in on double the price for consumers here for a dozen eggs.
Kilder says the increases have been driven by the avian influenza crisis.
It has been found in a lot of flocks across the United States. So we can actually look for that to the APHIS data that's published by the USDA. In the last 30 days, we had around 159 flocks that had confirmed tested positive for the avian influenza. Now, that doesn't sound maybe like that much to people not too familiar with poultry or egg production per se, but the birds that are affected by this are at this point up to 22.7 million just in the last 30 days. And we're finding a lot of these cases in the Midwest, specifically Ohio.
Kilder says the high prices are great incentives for impacted facilities to return to production quickly. I'm Brent Barnett with Managing for Profit on Brownfield.
Like old Brett Favre, wind at your back. a rebel boy, born on the banks of the Shenandoah. In 61 I went to the war to win one for Virginia. Yeah, my brother went first and they called me too. I was green as clover in the morning dew. So I marched to the drum and we sang to the tune, carry me back to Virginia. Fire in the cannon, water in the well, raced through the valley with a rebel yell. I learned right quick how to march like hell when I fixed that bayonet. To Virginia. With a sword in the saddle, powder in the gun, we thought for a minute our fight was done. So they lined us up with our medals on and hammered us into the quicksand. Then they burned that valley with a blaze of fire, cut through the lines like a red hot iron. So we ran for cover with the horses piled and we shivered in the cold against them. But the war rags on like flame kale, we dug from the pockets of the ones that fell. Dressed in rags and we ate like rats, when they cut off our legs we cried, won't you carry me back? Back to Virginia. Won't you carry me back? Won't you carry me back? Carry me back to Virginia. Dad in the swamp on the banks of the river where the whitetail jumps. Dad in the ditches, dad in the field, in the belly of the wagon for a wounds were healed. Dad in the war, starved in the camps, locked in the prisons, old mean and rags spilled our blood in the fight to defend and bury the soil of Dixieland. Down in Alabama, down in Carolina, way down in Tokyo on the Tennessee land. We fought for the rebels to Robert E. Lee. Never wanna go home to Virginia. Never wanna go home to Virginia. Won't you carry me back? Won't you carry me back? Carry me back to Virginia. Won't you carry me back? Buried in Virginia.
From 2013, that was the Old Crow Medicine Show with Carry Me Back to Virginia. And good evening, Tim Seed here, and thank you for making WRCO part of your evening and a part of your day, too, if you were listening to us earlier. Right now at 547, the Wirtz Florenholm temperature gauge is at 19 degrees. Gotta love it after all that cold weather we had. And speaking of the cold weather, it's nice to look at the forecast and not see any negative numbers on there. We had too many of those the past couple of weeks, but looks like everything's going to be above zero tonight. Supposed to be only a low of 7, and then tomorrow a high of 30, and then a low of 16 only for tomorrow night. And when I was talking with Bo earlier, I said it's kind of cool to look at Monday, low of 30. We haven't hit the 30s yet, so it's going to be nice to have those warmer temperatures in the evening as well, and 32 on Tuesday, so enjoy this weather, folks, and because we're going to get up into the 40s as well. And one thing to keep in mind, Brittany Merlo did mention it earlier, with these temperatures warming up next week, into the weekend, into next week, there's going to be a lot of snow melting. So be careful, because a lot of that melts onto the roadways, and then when the temperatures drop at night, the roadways tend to get a little slick. There might be some black ice, so do drive with caution, too, but enjoy the weather, folks. And speaking of the cold weather, I've never tried this, but a lot of people like to get involved, and I don't know if I ever will, but it'd be kind of cool to go and watch sometimes, too. What I'm talking about is the 25th and final Lee Lake Polar Bear Plunge, and that's being held tomorrow in Casanova. The live auction will begin at 11:30 at the Casanova Community Center. There will also be raffles, a bake sale, food, and refreshments. The plunge into Lee Lake will begin at 2 and will include a costume contest. For more information, you can call Chrissy at 608-393-2435.
There's no such thing as too much caring. That's why Gunderson Health System and Bellin Health have come together to form Amplify Health. The same doctors you trust, the same hospitals and clinics you count on, the same great care, all amplified by an even higher focus on empathy. Amplify Health is more than just a new name. It's a way to make personalized care more personal than ever. Amplify Health by Gunderson.
A little empathy changes everything.
Free February sale is going on at Furniture Decor and More in Boscobel and Westby. This month only, get free financing, free in-town delivery, and free gift with qualifying purchase. Don't miss it. Free February at Furniture Decor and More, Boscobel and Westby. Free February sale going on at Furniture Decor and More in Westby and Boscobel. This month only, get free financing, free in-town delivery, and a free gift with a qualifying purchase. Don't miss it. Free February at Furniture Decor and More, Boscobel and Westby.
Attention hunters and outdoor enthusiasts. The Driftless Area Deer Classic is back this Saturday from 9 to 5 at the Richland Center Community Center. Bring your deer head for a chance to win a gun. Explore exciting vendors, bucket and gun raffles, and enter the trail camera photo contest. Have sheds? Bring them along. They're welcome, though they won't be scored. Enjoy delicious food and drinks while sharing stories with fellow hunters. Admission is just $5, and kids 16 and under get in free. Want to beat the rush? Pre-register Friday, February 21st from 5 to 9 p.m. or Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon. For more info, call 475-4963. Don't miss the Driftless Area Deer Classic this Saturday.
We salute the farmers themselves, the heart and soul of agriculture. Their commitment, resilience, and tireless work ensure that communities are fed and nourished. Whether tending to crops, livestock, or planning for the future, farmers are the backbone of our society, driving forward through every challenge and every season. This salute to agriculture is sponsored by Riverdale Veterinary Clinic, a full-service veterinary clinic dedicated to the health and well-being of your large and small animals. Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola has provided competitive livestock prices since 1963. Whether you're looking to buy or sell, give Darren, Cole, or Jim a call today. Lime Ridge Ag was established in 1986 to provide livestock feed and nutritional services, Rob Seco seed, and grain storage equipment. And Southwest Tech, agriculture is filled with opportunities. Check out your options at swtc.edu/ag. Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
Transform your outdoor spaces with Bailey Paint and Decorating's Benjamin Moore Woodlux Stains. With over 3,500 colors, you can achieve the perfect look for any project. From translucent to ultra-flat solid stains, Woodlux by Benjamin Moore enhances the natural beauty of your wood, providing one coat coverage with minimal lap marks. Benjamin Moore Woodlux protects against UV rays, frost, and mildew, ensuring your wood stays beautiful year-round. Visit Bailey Paint and Decorating today in Richland Center and discover the Woodlux difference. Bailey Paint and Decorating, your local experts in quality and color.
WRCO Studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant. Welcome to the community.
Well, you never think the queen would be the first one in the castle to get up. This one scrambles eggs, packs book bags, and herds three kids on the bus. When she's grocery shopping, she stops and talks to everyone she sees. Oh, but they ain't got a clue that they're talking to Roy. And I see her in the garden in overalls, cotton gloves, and rubber boots. She looks so out of place, I guess that's something I'll never get used to. When I say yard work ain't fit for a girl like her, she just laughs at me. That bald cap may block the sun, it can't cover up her majesty.
just a mother and a wife. So I remind her of her true identity. She says that was years ago, 20 pounds or so, just a silly memory. But to me, she'll always be class of 93. Christian County homecoming queen. She could have went to college, New York City, been a model, there's no doubt. I know she had a choice, and I thank God she chose the rural route. When I see her clipping coupons or washing dishes, Lord, it's easy to forget everything she could have been and everything she really is. Sometimes she gets to thinking she's just a mother and a wife. So I remind her of her true identity. Pounds or so, just a silly memory. But to me, she'll always be the class of 93, Christian County homecoming queen. And every night I go to sleep, I close my eyes and dream with the Christian County homecoming queen.
ABC News at 6 is sponsored by the Homesteader Store, carrying tractors, chainsaws, snowblowers, and utility vehicles to to simplify tough tasks with two locations for convenience, and by Whitaker's Market, the destination grocery for bargain hunters, Hillsboro.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Federal layoffs continuing across key agencies, including workers at the FAA and IRS. President Trump now vowing to overhaul the Postal Service.
President Trump said Friday he's considering moving the Postal Service under the Commerce Department.
I think it'll operate a lot better than it has been over the years. It's been just a tremendous loser for this country. Tremendous amounts of money are being lost.
The Washington Post first reported the news the president was considering this merger and said that experts on the Postal Service say this move would probably violate federal law. Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
The Supreme Court tonight declined to immediately dissolve a temporary restraining order against Trump, President Trump's firing of the office of special counsel, holding the lower court's decision. Doctors treating Pope Francis for pneumonia say the Pope is not in danger of losing his life, but also say he's not out of danger. And after a week of storms and record cold temperatures, expected to thaw this weekend. This is ABC News. The FDA says some pharmaceutical companies will no longer be allowed to create their own versions of weight loss drugs now that the shortage of a key ingredient is over.
The FDA first announced a semaglutide shortage in 2022 when weight loss drugs like Ozempic and Wegovy exploded in popularity. The FDA allowed companies to alter